When Derek was pretty certain that he would be nervous coming out to his first
Well, so first, like, we're really excited about Jared, and for a lot of reasons. You guys have asked me more questions about Jared in the preseason than Rudy and Donovan combined. So for a 20-year-old kid to come out in an NBA game at that level, like, he's going to make some mistakes, and there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a learning curve, and he's going to make some really good plays, and he's going to keep growing. And there's no pressure on him to do anything other than play hard and get better. And that's the only lens through which he's going to watch tape tomorrow. He's going to see things that he can do. He'll keep doing them, and he'll keep improving. So I know the best thing for Jared was to play in his first NBA game. You know, and he's playing with some really good guards, and he'll have an opportunity to make plays and play defense and do lots of good stuff. So I'm excited about where he's going. And we're evaluating our team, you know, over a long period of time, and individually we're just trying to get better, and we're trying to get better collectively.
What do you think of your team's perimeter defense tonight?
Better. I thought, you know, I think Giddy and Alexander both do a really good job of keeping their dribble alive in the paint. And in the first half, in particular, the fact that they were kicking the ball out meant we were doing a better job containing it. It's hard to keep guys that are that big from getting deep. But I thought it put us in closeout situations where it made it harder for us to keep the next wave out of the paint. And as the game progressed, you know, I thought we improved on that. And I think, you know, Donovan in particular, you know, I thought there was a real, you know, a real focus on his part to move his feet and use his strength and, you know, stay between his man and the basket.
Because everyone was trying to figure themselves out kind of the first year they were together, and then injuries last year, it never felt like Boyan and Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell kind of all were scoring at a high level together. And then Boyan started today really well. What does that mean?
I think there were times we found that, you know, I think that, you know, even I'll bring it back to Donovan, you know, he's 1 of 8 in the first half, but he just let the game come to him. You know, he found some stuff off the ball, you know, Dort's a heck of a defender, and there were other guys that got looks. And then all of a sudden people start playing those guys, and you know, other opportunities present themselves. So those guys being able to play off one another and understand that those things come in waves. And that's just, we're going to read the defense and how they play us. And, you know, the right guys, the open guys take the shots. I thought if anything, we were passing up shots early. And I think that was a function of the first game, just kind of being a little bit hesitant to know that's one we want to take.
Tell your team, you know, just when the process is like that, you know, you're getting a foot in the paint, you're kicking, guys are passing up shots, and basically doing the same thing over again. I mean, you've had to tell your team before, like, take the first open look.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a balance there. You know, I mean, you come in and you can overcoach those plays. I think that they're always really nuanced when a guy's closing out on you. How open are you? You know, if you missed a couple in a row, do you want to get a drive? But the overarching thing for us is when we shoot it well, and there's a good chance that we'll make it. And if we pass up open looks, you know, that usually means the defense is more collapsed, you know, and the probability of us getting the same shot, you know, goes down, and the probability of us turning the ball over goes up. So that's, you know, there's a lot of reasons for us to take open shots.
We've spoken before about needing to find a balance between some of the things that Rudy wants to try, maybe offensively versus what's good for the rest of the team, but four shooters surrounding him. You feel like what he did tonight is kind of a good indication of what he's capable of within the framework of what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I, you know, Rudy's managed to be an all-NBA player. an all-star, a defensive player of the year, and he wants to keep getting better. And I think, you know, every team is different, and the opportunities that Rudy has offensively, you know, are usually connected to other guys on the team. And, you know, the more accurate a pass is, you know, little things, him not bringing the ball down. There's all kinds of little things that make those same plays successful or not. And I know his teammates are conscious of it. You know, no different than, like I said, Donovan going 1 for 8, but not forcing the game. You know, same thing with Rudy, same thing with JC, same thing with Boyan, same thing with Mike. You start going down the line, we got a lot of guys that, you know, we want to let the game come to them. And I think it's a credit to that group. You know, those, I probably left someone out, but that, you know, that they did that, and they're still willing. Joe, you know, so sometimes when you pass up a shot and make an extra pass, like the spirit of the play is what we want. And I don't want to ever kill that. But I also want to encourage him to keep shooting.
What do you make of Hassan's minutes tonight? And I guess how has his fit developed over the last couple of weeks?
I think Hassan's gotten more comfortable. You know, I'd say, you know, you could feel him in the game tonight when he came in. You know, like Jared, those guys, it's just, there's a learning curve that takes place. And, you know, I'm excited about all those guys and what they're doing, and not really evaluating them on the stat sheet, but on, you know, the way that they're trying to play right now. And I thought, you know, in Hassan's case, did some really, really good things, particularly in pick and roll, just getting a little more connected with some of the guys, some of the ball handlers, and getting out and getting them some shots. So good night for Hassan.
Process your 3-point shooting. Started out a little slower, but then by the end of the game, the numbers look good.
Yeah, I think we took 7 early. The challenge is if you're not making them, to keep shooting. And it's just human nature that you're going to hesitate. And that's where I think the collective mindset really helps. You know, if Joe hasn't hit one, it passes one up, you know, Donovan's telling him shoot it. You know, and I think that's contagious, where it's just something that we want to emphasize. And I thought some of the good, we were getting a lot of catch and shoot threes, which is always good. And that's where I thought Donovan was really good tonight, just making sure he was spaced off the ball, because he is such a good catch and shoot 3-point shooter.